Hey, backstage. My name is Lottie Squeaks, and you asked me a Lottie questions. Yeah, this is my AMA. This is my GWA Backstage AMA. And first off, thank you everybody who asked me questions. I love you all very, very much. Let's just go. Let's go. Let's skip the preamble and let's go. Okay. So, first question is a scary one. Myth of Bacon asks, Lottie, what's something the backstagers don't know about you, but you would like us to? I'm really nervous about saying this out loud in front of an audience, but oh God. I'm non-binary. Yeah. shit, I'm gonna end this audio and we're getting to the big stuff already. I don't identify as a man. I don't identify as a woman. I identify as neutral, and I feel most comfortable neutral but feminine leaning ish. That's the way I usually present myself. In safe situations, I prefer to be referred to with they, them, and theirs pronouns. By safe situations, I mean not in front of my family who doesn't get gender stuff. What else is there? I do have dysphoria problems. I do have that. But in terms of GWA, this isn't gonna change. Me telling you all this isn't really gonna change anything. Because I'm probably still going to be performing as a female, because oddly enough, I feel more comfortable being gendered femininely in sexual situations than I do in pretty much any other situation. So that is a really weird and complicated thing that I'm willing to go into in a different audio or maybe in PMs if you want to talk about it. But yeah, gender. That's the thing that I want y'all to know about me that you didn't before. So now you know. And just please respect that and be kind to me about it. Thank you for the question, Myth of Bacon. Yep. Next set of questions. By the way, I'm answering these chronologically from when I received them. Okay. Board Baker asks, what's the story behind your username? My name is Lottie, and the squeaks part comes from I have this hat. I have a hat that has fox ears on it. I do pet play. I pet play as a puppy, but I have a fox ear hat because that's the closest thing I could get at the time. And the ears are on top, and the hat is fluffily, and there are these two little dangly hanging down pieces that coincidentally sort of just hang right above my nipples if I'm wearing it on my head. And the things are hanging down, they sort of land at about my nipples, which is a little awkward. But the hanging down bits have squeakers inside, and I love things that squeak. So I like to play with my squeaky hat. I wish I had it right now. Actually, hold on, I'm gonna pause the recording and go get it. So it probably wasn't the best idea to equip this hat because it is fleece and fake fur, and it's a rather warm day here, but yeah, there's this hat is the reason why the squeaks part of my name exists, and my name is Lottie, so yay. That's that question answered. Okay. Baker's second question is, if you were given the chance to change one moment in time in your personal history, would you do it, and what would that moment be? There are a lot of things I would probably change, but I would say the most concrete example of a thing that I would change that I can think of would be I would go back in time to when I was like 14, 15, and I would grab me and I would grab my best friend. I would take us by the shoulders, drag us out of Hot Topic, and say, "You guys are fucking idiots. Do not buy that Marilyn Manson t-shirt and do not try to sneak it past your best friend's parents because her parents will see through the lie of it's a birthday present for someone else and you're going to be banned from Hot Topic for a year, and you're going to feel like complete idiots, and you're going to be disappointed in yourselves. Also, hey, 15-year-old me, heads up, she's straight. Stop crushing on her. You're only going to hurt your feelings. Stop it." And then I would, probably doink us both in the head like should have had a V8. And disappear. And hopefully, I will come back to a future where I was not so stupid as a teenager. That was a really embarrassing story. But yeah. And the last question from Bored Baker is, what is your favorite baked good? good question. Right now, I really, really love cake pops. I love cake pops with all my heart and all my soul. The problem with cake pops, though, is that I could eat like 50 of them in a sitting. Another thing I really like is really soft, moist cookies. Ugh, my God. Yes, fucking please. yeah, so those were questions from Baker. And thank you, Miss Board Baker. Appreciate your questions very much. Yay. So the next set of questions comes from CHL Phil, whose username I'm going to pronounce as Chill Phil. I hope that's your intended pronunciation. If it's not, please correct me. His questions are, what is your favorite holiday? I'd really like to say Halloween because I still haven't let go of the gothy stuff and the aesthetic and the yada yada yada. But I'm such a fucking baby about Halloween. I'm still scared of jack-o'-lanterns and I'm 25. but I figured out that I can counter that by drawing pumpkins all over the place on like note cards and whatever for a couple months leading up to Halloween. So, I'm slowly getting over that and slowly starting to enjoy Halloween more and more and more. I would also like to say Christmas because it's nice. You get to see your family and I like my family, so I also likes not only do I like getting gifts, obviously, who doesn't like getting gifts, but I also like seeing what my family members got each other. Is that weird? Like I think it's really neat seeing my family open gifts and be surprised by what they're getting and either enjoy it or be like, "Oh, that's a thing." And you're just sitting there like, "Ooh, shade." But yeah. Also, Christmas is full of amazing food. Delicious food, lots of good food. And yeah. And it's the only time of year that I get to really see some of my family, so it's a good time. Yep. That's my answer is a tie between Halloween and Christmas, I guess. So just call me Jack Skellington. See, there's the Mogoth again. But anyway, da 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 da. Phil's next question is, if your house caught on fire, what would you save first? Well, I'm gonna cheat and I'm gonna say that I would just teleport my bedroom out of the house. Ding. Psych. I think my answer to that would be that I would grab my computer and my cell phone and their chargers because I need to be able to communicate with people. And I would also grab a bra because I would not fare well without having a bra. And I would grab my childhood teddy bear and the plushie that I currently sleep with, which is a tiger. Those are the things that I would grab if my house was burning. And Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts is Phil's last question. Here's a secret. I don't really like coffee. I love the smell of coffee. I don't like the taste of coffee. I think I would have to say Dunkin' Donuts because I go there more often and I like donuts more than I like most of the things that Starbucks has to offer. Also, if you were expecting, also the Dunkin' Donuts nearest to me, the one that I go to most often, has a Baskin Robbins attached to it. So that is a point in Dunkin' Donuts' favor. at any rate, but yeah, I don't do coffee. Caffeine addiction runs in my blood, so I don't want to end up like my mom, who can't have anything caffeinated. She can't even have chocolate without getting a caffeine headache later on. And that's not the kind of life that I want to live. So thank you very much for your questions, Phil. The next questions come from Marie Blue, who asks, if money were no object, what kind of house would you have slash build and where would you put it? If money were no object, what kind of house would I build? I would build a house that has, it would be a moderately big house. It would be big enough that if I decided to have children, then they could each have their own room. And it would be big enough that I'd be able to host D&D nights. It would have a room for me to do recording stuff in. It would have I would really like to have a pool, but pools are hard to keep up with and you know, as long as between me and whatever partners I may have, between me and Shadow Gent and whatever partners we may have in the future, if we could keep a pool running between us and whoever else we may end up with, that would be fab. But yeah, I want a house that's big enough to host D&D. But not so big that I would have to have like a cleaning staff. And I want to be able to have enough sleeping space, enough available sleeping space for people to stay the night. So like at least one or two pull-out couches, guest rooms, yeah, stuff. Next question from Marie Blue is, what is the best compliment anyone ever gave you, and what's the worst compliment anyone ever gave me, I assume. I think the best compliment I've ever. Oh, a compliment that. Okay, I'm gonna give two best compliments because I can't think of a worst compliment. First one is I wrote something. I was writing. I can't remember what I was writing. But I wrote stories when I was younger, and some of them involved vampires and yada yada yada. And then I got into Twilight. Unfortunately, I tried to get into Twilight and failed at it. My mom tried to get into Twilight. And about 30 pages in, she gave me back the book and she said, "Honey, you can write better than this." And I felt so proud of myself because here I was in high school and my mom was saying, "You can write better than a published author." And I was like, "Shit, yeah." I was over the moon. But the other one comes from my boyfriend, Shadow Gent, who has told me multiple times that I make him want to be a better him. I want that being my boyfriend makes him motivated to be the best person, the best version of himself that he can be. And that is just so, just the way he said it and the context and Sorry, that was just me sort of retreating to a tiny ball of emotion because he's cute and because I love him. Sorry, had to squeak it again. Anyway, so thank you for your questions, Marie. My next set of questions comes from Toaster Parade. What theme song would you want to be played whenever you entered a room? Oh, good question. Da, 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 da. There's a part of me that wants to say Evanescence, but I don't know what Evanescence song I would want to play whenever I walk into a room. I could say I don't have a purse on me at all times, so I can't say purse first. Let's see. Maybe shoot, I really should have thought about this beforehand, but as I'm thinking about it, I think maybe shoot. I'm sorry. I really should have prepared for this question, but I'm thinking some kind of I don't have a specific song in mind. But I would like it sort of to be a bit of a rock song, and I would like it to sound sort of like Irish music. Yeah, that's all I got right now. Yeah, that would be what I would want to play when I walk into a room. I think goblins or gnomes. Let's see. Goblins could probably be pesky. Gnomes could probably be pesky. I would say neither. But if you were gonna make me pick, I would say gnomes because I think they would be easier to get rid of. What's your favorite six-letter word? My favorite six-letter word is cuddle. I like the word cuddle because it's a thing I like to do. Cuddling is a thing that I like to do. And it's kind of almost an onomatopoeia, but not really. Because when you cuddle someone, you just feel a little cuddly. And it's a cuddly word. It's a nice word. I also like the word fucker because it's cathartic to say sometimes. Like, oh, you fucker, you know, that kind of thing. And the last question from Toaster Parade is, have you ever considered military service as a vocation? And the answer is no. I would not be a good fit for the military at all for multiple reasons. And we're gonna leave it there. Thank you so much for the questions, Toaster Parade. You rock. Next questions come from the Pleaser Pethro. Hot or cold weather? I think I prefer cold weather because in hot weather in cold weather, you can layer on more clothes until you feel warm. With hot weather, there's only so much you can do before it's considered indecent. Like when it's hot enough that I'm sitting around in a bra and underwear and I'm still fucking boiling, that's the worst. Also, where I live, hot weather often comes with humidity, and that fucking sucks, and I hate it. Next question. Do you travel? Yeah, sorta. And if you do, what was the place that made the biggest impression on you and why? Well, I like the area where my boyfriend lives. Very beautiful area in Maine. And let's see, also, I think the biggest impression was probably France. I did a 3 week intensive study abroad course on French theater about 5 years ago now. Yeah, just a little over 5 years ago, which is kind of weird. But anyway, time is fucking weird. But France made a big impression on me because old history, the food, the people. I had the best strawberries that I have ever had in Avignon. I also had just this amazing night where a couple of other kids from the study abroad group that I was in, we sat out on like a sort of a rocky area by the water in Marseille, and the one male member of the group was playing guitar, and we were all sort of sitting around having drinks and candy, and we were laughing and talking, and it was the most beautiful sunset. Just there are so many beautiful, beautiful sights that I saw, like they're photographs in my brain, and like there are some mental images, some memories that just are going to last forever. I mean, the trip was a bit of a nightmare for me, but there are some just overwhelmingly positive memories that I will never ever be rid of, and that's a good thing. Yeah, so that was the travel question. And is there another language you would like to learn? I'd like to relearn French because I kind of dropped the ball on that. I lost most of my French speaking skills a long time ago. Yeah, basically, when I got to France, I sort of lost my ability to be coherent in French, and that sucked. That really sucked, especially when I was staying with a student who didn't speak very much English, and I had communication problems with him, which sucked a little bit, but you know, well, whatever, it was fine. It was fine. We got through it. We got through it because the other person, the other study abroad student who I was staying with at this person's house was able to translate, and I feel bad for making her do that, but you know, at any rate, so I would like to relearn French, and I think learning Spanish would be a good practical tool for, you know, job getting, because a lot of jobs ask, you know, can are you multilingual? Do you speak other languages? And I feel like if I was able to communicate with Spanish-speaking customers, I'd probably have a better shot at getting a job. So that would be super. All righty. Thank you very much. Please are Pethro. And my next questions are from Mystery Stroker. First question, what are you wearing? From head, let's go from head to toe. I've got my squeaky hat on. It's black and red. The fake fur is mostly red. There's a little bit of black on the tips of the ears. And there's a fleece part that's black. There's fluffy fake fur on the ears, around the brim of the hat, and on the squeakers. On the squeakers. Sorry, I'll try not to do that too much. I'm wearing my glasses. I'm wearing a bra and panties under my clothes. I have a black t-shirt with a yellow and black Batman logo. I have black shorts that stop just above my knees, and I have a pair of slippers on. My slippers are black and white striped, and they're fluffy, and they have little bits of pink trim on them, and I like them. They're comfy. I got them for Christmas 1 year. Next question. How much has GWA corrupted you sexually compared to before you joined? Listen, I was already a pretty wacky person when it comes to sexuality. I was pretty corrupted already. I think GWA just made me less ashamed of how corrupted I was. So I'm able to be more open about the fact that I'm into some weird shit. Yep. So yeah, that's I'm a freak and I admit it. I guess I have always had my freak flag, but GWA has encouraged me to let it fly. What is your favorite outlandish fantasy scenario to listen to and record? For listening to, I like a lot of, oh geez, I like dark stuff. I do like the dark stuff. I like kidnapping audios kinda do it for me a lot. Yeah. And as for recording, I would probably say, God, I don't know. I like to do script stuff. I like to do stuff that's, I don't know. I don't know what the most outlandish thing that I would like to re that I like recording is, but I do know that I would like to do more victim point of view audios. So look out for that. Trigger warning, I guess. If you could click your fingers and enslave one person to your depraved will for 1 day, who would it be? You know, it would be really nice if I could click my fingers and enslave a potential employer to give me a fucking job that will allow me accommodations for my issues with my legs and feet that I've been having, and to give me thorough and detailed train and to assign thorough and detailed training for a week or so. So sorry to disappoint, but it would be more practical than sexual. Or who would you want to enslave you for the day? Oh God. You know, if you had asked me 2 years ago, I would have just played that clip of Tom Hiddleston as Loki from Comic-Con, where he was getting the audience all fired up. But, I don't know. I don't know who I would I mean, the obvious choice would be my boyfriend, but I don't think he would really necessarily need to click my fing to click his fingers and enslave me completely for one day, because I would pretty much do most of what he would want me to do anyway. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know if there's any one specific person, but if it's a person I want to have sex with and it's a person that I really trust a lot, I would just sort of put my hands up and be like, go for it. I'm yours for the next 24 hours. Just be nice to me and give me lots of hugs, okay? Yeah, it would take me trusting that person a lot. Okay. Next question is, what is your considered opinion on ass play and anal sex? Hotter in theory than in practice for me, because I've had some not so fun experiences with butt stuff. I also have OCD, which kind of makes it a little bit difficult for me to get past the whole, anus part of anal. I know that sounds kind of weird to say, but it's a sad fact, and it's one that I'm very, very annoyed about, because I feel like if I could just shut my OCD completely off and, go slow and use lots of lube, I could enjoy it. But unfortunately, there's just this big mental block that's like, that's not sanitary. And, I know you can do it in a sanitary way, and I know that, logically, stuff like, condoms and whatever will help, but there's just obsessive compulsive disorder, don't fuck around. Let me tell you that. Sorry if that's a bit of a buzzkill too. But I do think it's hot in theory, and it is a nice thing to fantasize about. What is the kinkiest masturbation session you've ever had, excluding recording for GWA? I don't know, because for me, it's solo activity doesn't tend to get terribly kinky usually. It's just usually I don't usually have a lot of time for prep on to deal with like getting into a kinky mindset or like setting up any equipment. Usually, because I have to get it done while I have privacy. So, I would say probably the kinkiest that I've done has probably been phone sex with my boyfriend, where there's been a lot of where there was a lot of denial involved, and a lot of edging and begging and other such shenaniganisms. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, I think that's it. Think that's about all I can say for kinkiest masturbation session. Sorry. Thank you very much for the questions, Mr. Mystery Stroker. Next up, we have Hi No Name with signaturely ridiculous questions. I starting off with a really awesome one. If kinks were flavors of chocolate in an assorted See's Candies box, what would some of your favorite kinks taste like? That's a really fucking cool question. And also, I love chocolate, so of course, thank you very much for making me think about chocolate. Problem is, though, that I haven't had a See's candy box in a long, long time, and usually when I get them, I have to give a lot of it to my parents because there's a lot. I'm a picky eater, and there's a lot of kinds of fillings that go into chocolates that I'm not a fan of. So, I may have taken some liberties with this list. And maybe these are not officially in the See's candy box, but I like to think that my reasoning. Okay, I'm taking this fucking hat off because it's too hot for this shit. That's better. Anyway, so here's my short list of innovative chocolates that I would ascribe to my kinks, or a few of my favorite ones. So first on my list, I've got Bondage listed as a milk chocolate with a sticky caramel filling. I don't really like caramel, but I do like Bondage. And the reason why I went with a flavor I'm not fond of for a kink that I am fond of is because milk chocolate with caramel is kind of a classic thing. And Bondage, I think, is sort of a classic sort of, it's one of the first kinks that people think of when they think of kinky stuff. And if you're thinking assorted chocolates, chances are one of the first things you're gonna think of is a chewy caramel chocolate. The stupid reason that I came up with for this flavor is also that if you've got a sticky, chewy caramel, it can stick your teeth together so that your teeth can't move, and it's kind of like bondage for the inside of your mouth, which is a completely stupid reasoning for choosing this. And it's stupid, stupid, dumb reasoning. I'm sorry. That was hella corny. I'm sorry. But yeah, classic kink, classic chocolate flavor. For thigh highs and corsets, I kind of grouped these two together, and I said, dark chocolate with a raspberry or strawberry filling. I know some of those candy boxes have like a raspberry cream, and I don't know, maybe I associate that with sort of the pale see-through kind of stockings. Yum. And also, I like the combination of dark chocolate and strawberry flavor together. I think it's very sensual, like lingerie can be, like thigh highs and corsets. Yum. For knife play, I listed a dark chocolate with mint filling, specifically because specifically I would like this flavor frozen, like. Put the mint chocolate in the freezer, take it out after a little bit, bite into it, and that's your knife play chocolate. Because cold steel, baby. I know that's a dumb reason too, but I would say my next one would be blood play with a cherry cordial because motherfucking duh. Red liquidy stuff coming out of the chocolate that you bite into. Kind of sexy. Alternately, I know this would never happen, but I would love to try a chocolate that actually has blood in it. Like a filled chocolate that you bite into it and there's blood in there. That's fucking creepy, Lottie. What is your fucking problem? But yeah, anyway, I've also chosen a peanut butter cup for orgasm control because it's one of the kinds of chocolate and one of the kinds of kink that I get most often. And I think that there are elements of like chocolate and peanut butter is another classic chocolate combination or a chocolate flavor combination. And I think that people say it goes together like peanut butter and chocolate. And I think there's some elements of that like the orgasm control works in my relationship similarly to how the peanut butter would work inside of the chocolate. It works and it's good. And for spanking, I know this is not a See's candy flavor, but bear with me because I have an idea for this. Spanking equals pain, right? And spanking, pardon me, also equals sound effect. What I think for a chocolate that would symbolize spanking would be a bar of chocolate, which when you bite into it or break a piece off, makes a snap noise, much like a spanking implement hitting skin. But also not because it's chocolate. But the bar chocolate would have pepper in it, like a hot pepper. And the severity of the spanking determines the heat of the kind of pepper that you put into the chocolate. So like a milder pepper would go into a chocolate that's like a light spanking. Maybe you would get a hotter pepper for, a heavier implement that does more damage, and like a relentless whipping would be something like a ghost pepper. So those are my I took a lot of time with this question because I really like this question and I really fucking like chocolate. That was a good question. Thank you so much. My next question is, describe your perfect Sunday afternoon. The afternoon part of it, I would say my perfect Sunday afternoon would be relaxing. I would be able to take a nap, a long nap, in a cool, dark room with blankets over me. I would be comfy, cozy, relaxing, taking a peaceful nap. I would wake up. I would have no responsibility to deal with, so I would just do whatever, and then I would either go see family or friends or order pizza. And I would watch some stuff like, I would watch things like, just eat my pizza and watch either a long Let's Play on YouTube or an episode of like Game of Thrones or, Drag Race or whatever is interesting me. I would spend my pizza time watching something. Next question. If you were to have a white t-shirt water balloon fight, who from GWA would be in this rumble and who gets the first balloon? Well, this is my event, so I say I get the first balloon because why the fuck not? I kind of want to say all ladies invited. I kind of also want to say let's just have the mods duke it out, the mods of various audio communities. So the GWA mods, backstage mods, if any mods from other audio subreddits want to join in, like mods from PTA or Audio Candy or other places, anybody want to get in? Or so I would, I would maybe take two balloons in each hand, take one balloon in each hand, spin around, and just let the balloons fly. And then run like hell, try not to get pelted on the way out, and then curl up and observe the mods of these wonderful subreddit communities pelt each other and soak each other and reveal what is underneath of those t-shirts. Wow. That was creepy. And then finally, if you had to eat one thing for the rest of your life for every meal, what would it be? Whew, that's a good one. I would definitely want to make it something that would not give me acid reflux problems. Something that's a texture that I like. I would probably say some kind of sandwich. I would probably generalize sandwiches because I can make any kind of sandwich that I want that way. But that's sort of cheating, but I sort of don't care because I am an indecisive piece of shit. And if I can make a sandwich out of something, then I will be happy because most kinds of bread I like the texture of. So, if I can say I will only ever eat sandwiches for the rest of my life, I would probably be able to do that. I would very much miss certain kinds of food, like sandwich, like fuck. I would miss cereals. I'd miss a lot of different kinds of food. I'd probably miss fries and chips the most, and also cereal. But I'd make do. I'd make do. I'd make do. I like sandwiches, and I would probably say I will generalize to the concept of sandwiches, and I will only eat sandwiches for every meal for the rest of my life. I don't care that bread makes you fat. So I may have forgotten to thank a couple of people. So thank you to the Pleaser Pethro and Mystery Stroker and No Name for the wonderful questions. My last set of questions comes from Really Quite Nice. I haven't listened to nearly enough of your audios. Are there any that you're particularly fond of? Let's see, let me pull up my Soundgasm page, and I really should have done this beforehand, but I didn't. Let's see. I like my audio that's the victim point of view, the please don't let them hear you. But if you're gonna listen to that, huge, huge trigger warning, because that's some graphic rape victim point of view audio. So careful there, careful there. Let's see. I also like the one, I don't know which one it was. It may have been Good Girls Don't Ask Their Masters Tumblr. It may have been a different one, but there's one I did where I was doing some spanking. I had been assigned to spank my pussy with a hairbrush as many times as I could handle, and to do twice that many on my ass, and I went for more than what my beloved had assigned or had counted on me doing. And then I like The Doll's Curse, which was my Halloween audio from 2 years ago. That one could be triggery, could also be very creepy. I also like the ones that I did that were my own writing. There's one called Writer's Block and one called She's Beautiful, and they're little erotic short stories that I wrote myself that I read out loud for all y'all. Da 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 da. Yep, those are. Yep, that's a thing that I just said. I recommended my own audios. Oops. Let's see. Next one is, what is your favorite mythological creature? Unicorns. I guess I like dragons a lot. I'm very fond of dragons. But I think as a holosexual, as a fan of Simply Nailogical and her obsession with holographic things and unicorns, I kind of have to say unicorns are up there too, because I would be making Hollow Mom very sad if I didn't. Yeah, so dragons and unicorns. Dragons and unicorns are awesome. I also like unicorns because of Robot Unicorn Attack. Yep, so that's that one. If Squeak describes you or your sexuality, what word would you prefer for a partner? I don't know. I mean, if you're thinking like onomatopoeia wise, I don't know. I don't know if I can come up with a sound effect to describe what I would look describe a partner, but see, there's two things. I really as far as actually romance and a partnership goes, I need someone who's caring and loving and kind, so I would say sweet would be a good word because it sort of works with squeak. Squeak and sweet. You know? It sounds similar and it works and it's cute. And but I also have a kinky side that often gets very, very dark, and I get a lot of pleasure from being threatened and having to do from being threatened. That's a weird one. That's something that's weird to say, but I do enjoy the use of threats in kinky play, and I do I, so I guess threat would be a good one. I also like danger, so danger maybe, and yeah, stuff like that. Ha 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 ha. Oh, I'm exposing myself to be very twisted today. Let's see. What's the best assortment of pajamas you've ever worn? That is a very good question, and I don't know the answer to it. Ugh. I'm making weird noises with my face. Best pajamas. I would have to say maybe my favorite that I've ever personally worn would be currently I have okay, so my current favorite is a t-shirt. It's a brown t-shirt and it has a picture of it's a Schrodinger's cat. It has the word Schrodinger's and then it has a picture of cat in the box with like little skulls to represent the radioactivity, and the word cat is all around it, and the cat's tail is shaped like a question mark, which is the damn cleverest thing, and I love that shirt. That plus just panties, I guess, is my current favorite. Past favorites have included a pair of I like I used to have these orange pajama bottoms that had duckies on them that had little ducky faces. I used to have red pajama bottoms with penguins on them. And see, I usually wear pretty plain shirts for pajamas. Like it'll be either a t-shirt or a plain long sleeve shirt that's a kind of a thicker material. So it's either those or I like I used to have a pair of green plaid pajama dark green plaid pajama pants that were my ex-boyfriend's, but they were when we were still together, he gave them to me because they were too small for him. And I was just like, oh, oops. Okay, like, what was your mom doing getting you a size medium? There, that's you know, you have wide hips. You need a different size. And so he gave them to me, and I loved those pants until they died. And my other favorite pair would be my other favorite pair of pajama pants would be that they're black and they have neon rainbow leopard print all over them, which is really cool. And my last question is, what's the best minor decision you've ever made? And that's a tough one, but I would have to say, I think, cutting my hair short and dyeing it purple has made me a lot, like back in like 2012, I I got sick of having long hair and I cut it. Like, I just went, walked into the bathroom with a pair of scissors, put my hair in a ponytail, and went snip, 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 snip. And that made me feel really powerful and in control of myself in a situation where, looking back, I was not in the best place and I was being manipulated and sort of used for money by a friend, and stuff. And yeah, so doing cool shit with my hair, like cutting it, and back in 2012, I dyed it purple as well. I dyed my hair purple, and I had a lot of fun with that. And I miss having purple hair, but cutting and dyeing my hair myself and just not telling anybody that I was going to do it was a pretty good decision because I felt really good about myself and I felt like I had control of myself. So I've yapped on for almost an hour. I'm finished all my questions, and this has been a wonderful experience. Thank you so much, everybody who asked me stuff. I love you all very much. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you're all staying hydrated because where I am, it's summer and it's stupid hot. And just take care of yourself and be safe. And I love you. Bye, guys.